Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 995 days, 14 hours, 57 minutes, and 16 seconds left of this obnoxious Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, that's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, let me tell you something, shipmates, today is absolutely no exception. And there are a growing number of people that are just desperate to take away your freedom, so let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, once again, I must remind you, the rally in New York City for Justina Pelletier, it is to protest the American Psychiatric Association. Mind Freedom is organizing the protest. That will be Sunday, this Sunday, May 4th, 12 p.m., 34th and 11th in New York City across from the Jacob Javits Center. Now, tomorrow I am due to go into the city to test out some equipment to see if I can do a live broadcast from there. This live broadcast is actually for an event on May 6th, which is a different event which we have talked about, and I can't disclose too much information until I get the okie-dokie. It's supposed to be a big surprise. But it will protest the rhinos and all the people in our media and this and that that just simply just flat refuse to accept the facts. They only want to accept what they want to accept and sugarcoat the rest. Well, we can't have that. America cannot afford that anymore. And so there are protests popping up all over the place. There's too many things going wrong in this country. There's too many. Look, any country's going to have problems. It's just the way it is. You got two people on planet Earth, you're going to have, one of them's going to have a problem with the other one. You can't do anything about it. But with the amount of problems that this country has right now, they're self-inflicted wounds. We are allowing our government to do this. We're allowing our police forces our government agencies to run complete roughshod over us, and we just stand idly by. Okay, go ahead. Well, there's a lot of us out there that don't do that. And this is where the conflict comes in. Those that believe in freedom and want to preserve it versus those that want to take it away because they don't understand it. They're afraid of freedom because they might have to actually be responsible for themselves. And they don't want that. They want somebody else to be responsible. Why should I be responsible for my actions? I can't have that. Why should I be responsible for my thoughts and my feelings? I can't have that. It's somebody else's responsibility, not mine. But let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. The name of this show today, the title, is The Emasculation of America. Now, you know what's been happening. We know what's been happening. Everybody knows what's been happening. Even the people that are doing it know what's been happening. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to continue talking about this stuff. And that's the only way to get anything done, is to make people – forget about being aware. If you're not aware of the goddamn problems facing this country, you need to crawl back under your rock and stay there until your brain is completely developed. Stay out of the conversation. You're an idiot. You're a moron. Just shut up. Don't speak. Open your ears. Pay attention. Listen so you can learn. God almighty, I swear to God, some of these people and these college students, which we've got a lot of stories on these idiots today. And again, I cannot help but still think that I do believe that 21 should be the age to vote. At 18, 19, and even in a lot of cases, even 20. You're not mature enough mentally yet. You haven't lived long enough yet to know what you think you know. And at 18, you're a baby. I'm sorry, but you are a baby. You think if you're an adult and you know more than all the other people on planet Earth. But you don't. And those of you that flat refuse to accept that, well, you're going to have a rude awakening one day. And I just hope to God I'm there. We've got Duke University now banning the phrase man up. Can you say woman up, I wonder? I wonder if girls say that. They can say girl up. Ah, come on, girl up. To the military now, who has banned the Navy Jack on their uniforms. Imagine that, the Navy Jack. You don't know what the Navy Jack is? Don't tread on me. That's right. That's the Navy Jack. It's been in our culture since time immemorial. Don't tread on me. That's one of our country's mottos. That's part of America. Do not tread on me. And if you do, you're going to have to pay a price for it. But we can't have that now. You can't have don't tread on me on the military uniforms. The Navy SEALs can't wear that anymore. I guess because it might offend the enemy? Well, yeah. That's the goddamn point. But starting with this stupid Duke University, we got two colleges today to show you just exactly, again, where I'm coming from with this age of being 21 to vote. Now, I know it was passed in, what, 1971, 72? Nixon did it, 69, whatever. Well, since that time, look at where we've gone from then till now. The evidence is overwhelming that these college students are not mature enough to go into a voting booth. It's bad enough that the overwhelming vast majority of the goddamn adults aren't mature enough to go into the voting booth. Now we need to send in children? Student organizations at Duke University have started a movement. Yeah, I'll give you a movement. Against words that they believe you just shouldn't say. I wonder if they said anything about killing cracker babies. I wonder if that's in this article. The You Don't Say campaign. Now, here's another thing. Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. I digress too much, and I have too many things in my mind at once, and I think that's why I digress. There's so many problems going on, and all of those problems are inside my head, and I'm trying to get them all out at once. because they all need to be out at once. We've got to fight a lot of fires. I don't care how big or how small. You see a little flame, you put the son of a bitch out as fast as you can. You want to win this war? Well, then you're going to have to fight it. And if you don't want to fight the fight, you need to get the hell out of the war. Because you're bogging us down. We can't afford you anymore. The You Don't Say campaign determines common slang phrases such as man up, that's so gay, and don't be a pussy as offensive language that dehumanizes and marginalizes people. Okay, now, look, if you say something like that to somebody, okay, look, well, it depends on who it is, what the context is, this, that, and everything else, and if it's a private conversation. Now, if you go up to a homosexual and you start calling him faggot and queer and all this other stuff, well, yeah, okay. I mean, you call anybody. Doesn't matter if you're homosexual or not. You start calling them idiots, this and that and everything else. Well, pretty good chance one of these people are eventually going to pop you in the nose. But you cannot legislate behavior. Liberals think that you can. Well, look, if you don't want to say the stupid words, then don't say them. I don't say them. I've chosen not to say them. I don't care. I don't care if they go around saying killing cracker babies. I can hate that speech. Yeah, it is. It is hateful to say killer cracker babies. But if you say don't bring black people into my stadium, well, then you must lose your team, get fined $250 million, and blah, 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 blah. Why is it only the white people get in trouble for racism and so-called racism? And I say so-called because a lot of racism that white people get blamed for is not legitimate racism. Now, what's in this guy's heart, this Sterling? God only knows. I don't care. I really don't. I mean, this story is just, there's the wife is a nut. He's a nut. All of his girlfriends are nuts. I guess a lot of them were prostitutes. He'd bring prostitutes into the stadium, sitting right next to him, with his wife sitting right next to him. So what's really going on with that whole saga? I mean, there's too many bigger fights out there that are really facing this country right now. That, yeah, okay, racism is a problem anywhere. But I think we're oversensitive with racism. And every time somebody says something, well, that person, well, they got to be ostracized. They've got to lose their job. They've got to go to jail. They got to be fined. Got to be ridiculed. Lose everything. Go to jail. Blah, 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 blah. Well, that's a very slippery slope. Now, this guy's had some problems before with lawsuits and whatnot. But what he says in a private conversation, I don't believe any kind of private conversation, no matter how racist and vile and disgusting it may be, that's a private conversation. And you should not be punished for private conversation. Why? Well, we have a little thing in our Constitution. It's the very First Amendment in our Bill of Rights. It gives us the freedom of speech. And again, you've heard me preach about this time and time and time and time and time again, almost every single day. You can hate somebody's speech, but you have to love the fact that they have the right to say it without persecution. And again, this Constitution is not just for the government to follow, not just for the law enforcement to follow, not just for the government agencies to follow, but the citizens as well. Which means if you don't like somebody's speech, you need to go somewhere else. Or if they're talking directly to you, well, then punch them in the nose. They'll get the goddamn message. But banning words, banning phrases? What's it going to be next? What's next? I guess we won't be able to speak at all. We'll just have to send tweets. But even then, you can send a racist tweet. Then what happens? Well, they just cut off your internet access. We'll learn you. So this You Don't Say campaign now. It's to stop people from dehumanizing and marginalizing people. Well, you know, liberals, maybe if you listen to yourself once in a while, just listen to yourself. Tape record yourself the next time that you get up in front of a group and you start running off at that fat frickin' mouth of yours. Tape record it. Then take it home and listen to it. And if you can't hear how you dehumanize and marginalize people, well, then you have no business, again, being in the conversation. Those critics, though, however, are not convinced. I am one of them. Saying that word discouragement is an attack on free speech and public policy. Well, yeah, it is. Again, you don't have to like the speech. There is no such thing as hate speech. That's a stupid term. It's ridiculous. What is hate speech? Every time I listen to a goddamn liberal just open up their mouth and sigh, to me, that is hate speech. Just their mere presence on planet frickin' Earth is hate speech to me. But am I out stopping them, campaigning against them? You can't speak? No. Because I understand the Constitution. I follow the Constitution. I believe in the Constitution. Why? Well, because so far all the other documents that I've read, the constitutions of other countries, this one here is the best. I can't think of another one that's better than this. And since this is the only one that we have, maybe we need to start following it. We have the right to change our Constitution, to alter it. But we don't have the right to allow a president to just single-handedly change anything that he wants, don't follow whatever he wants, follow whatever he wants, do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Nor can the police department, which has a very bad habit of picking and choosing of what amendments they follow, what part of the body that they follow. And so do the citizens. This is a collective effort on all three of our parts, the government, law enforcement, and the citizens. We need to come together and just simply start following this document. Except the fact that people are going to say things that you don't like. So what? Again, every time a goddamn liberal opens up their mouth, that's hate speech to me. Every time that idiot James Carville opens up his fat mouth, that beady-eyed bastard, I can't stand that guy. I can't stand anything that he says. He's just a big, fat, giant, double bacon, cheese, nothing burger. There is not one substantive word that comes out of that filthy gullet of his. He's an idiot. What does he have to say that is so substantive that he's got to come on all these programs all the time? What does he say? He says absolutely nothing. One empty word after another. I can't stand the man. Now, does that mean that he can't speak? That I'm going to go on some campaign and try to stop this man from speaking? I mean, the absolute arrogance in that, just the thought of it. Forget about the action, just the thought of trying to stifle some. You can tell somebody to shut up if they're being obnoxious, annoying, blah, 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 blah. But you can't get on some campaign and get some legislation passed that this particular person or this particular group can't speak, and if they do, they can only say this, this, and this, and this. Look, I hate every single stupid word that comes out of that filthy frickin' mouth of that stupid James Carville. But I love the fact that he has the right to say it. I just wish the left would have a little bit more understanding of the First Amendment. Forget about the rest of the amendments. Let's just start with one. They have no concept of the Second Amendment. They don't know what that is. What the hell's the Second Amendment? Second Amendment? We don't have that. There's a Second Amendment. No, no, no. They have no idea what the Fourth is. They use the Fifth whenever they want to. Very convenient. Lois Lerner doesn't seem to understand the Fifth Amendment. And obviously neither does our frickin' Congress. Because if they did, she would have already been in contempt. She'd still be sitting in the goddamn jail cell eating cheese sandwiches until she did speak. I think if we're going to go on a campaign, we need to go on a campaign to follow the Constitution. Now, again, that's racist and that's extremist. And wearing patches on your uniform that says, don't tread on me. See, this is what that is. See, the Tea Party adopted that. That don't tread on me. And that's what this is actually stemming from. They think if you wear that don't tread on me, well, you're an extremist, you hate government, you want to kill everybody in government. You want to be anarchist. It's just, I mean, if people knew what the word anarchy meant, if people knew half of the freaking words that they use, if they knew what they meant, they would never use them, including the word hate. If people really use that word in its proper context, they wouldn't use it. Very seldom. I can use the word on the phone. I hate the phone, period. I can't stand the sound of that goddamn thing ringing. It irritates me. But you can't hate people. You can hate what they do, but you can't hate them. Hate is mean. Hate is angry. Language, this is from Jay Sullivan. He's a student leader of this campaign. He's an idiot. Language is a reflection of how we think about others in view the world. Oh, and view the world. Well, maybe. My goal is to help facilitate discussion. What do you mean facilitate discussion? My goal is to help facilitate discussion about how language affects many social issues from race to gender to sexuality. Well, maybe you should listen to yourself there, Mr. Jay Sullivan. I'm sure you say a lot of really stupid things that'll piss a lot of people off, but you can do that because you're a Democrat. And don't tell me that you're not. Don't give me this, I'm independent. You're not an independent. You're an idiot. You've been indoctrinated your entire life, and you have no idea what the hell you're doing. What I suggest to you, Mr. Jay Sullivan, the student leader of this stupid campaign, you need to open up the Constitution and read it, starting from the very beginning and go all the way to the end. And then when you do, when you're done, you open it back up and you read it again. And you continue to read it. I read this document all the time. You have to continue reading it. And every time I read it, I find something new. But he's a college student, and if his college professor doesn't spoon-feed him all the information that he needs for the day, or all the propaganda, I should say, that he needs for the day, he doesn't know how to learn. The campaign is made up of a series of black and white posters, and they appear online. Among the banned words are homo, bitch, tranny, fag, on and on and on and on and on. I don't say man. Here you got a picture of this guy. Hands on his hips. His head's cocked to the side. He looks like a numbskull. I don't say man up because I don't believe in gender norms. What the hell does that mean? I read that yesterday and I was trying to figure that out. You don't believe in gender norms. So, I guess it's not normal for a man to have a penis and a woman to have a vagina? What the hell are you talking about? What the hell does that mean? I don't believe in gender norms? What, that men are masculine and women are feminine? Yeah! I'm sorry, but the overwhelming vast majority of men are masculine. The overwhelming vast majority of women are feminine. Men and women are different, except in college students. Okay? Men and women are different. It takes a man and a woman to procreate to make another little baby. Believe it or not, even if you go into the hospital and get artificially inseminated, it still takes a man. It takes one man, a magazine, and a test tube. That's how you get that little baby inside of you, sweetheart. It still takes a man. You can't get pregnant on your own. You are not asexual. I don't think there's been one human being, well, unless you consider the Virgin Mary, that has been asexual. Now, here's another one. This is another guy. He just looks like a total geek. He's got those ugly glasses now. I can't stand those glasses. Those black little, I can't stand them. They just look, I just want to hit people who wear those stupid glasses. They irritate me. Eventually, they'll go out of style, and I won't have to bitch about them anymore. But until then, I'm going to continue to bitch about them. This is what he says. I don't say man up because strength is not defined by sex or gender. Well, when they say man up, they're not talking about sex. They're not talking about strength. And they're not talking about general norms. They're talking about you getting your fat ass off the couch and do something. That's what they're talking about. You're going to sit there, oh, I can't do it. My head hurts. Oh, I can't do that. It simply means get off your ass. Turn off the Kim Kardashian show, put down the bags of Cheetos, and do something. Whatever it is that you're supposed to do, whatever, however you want to put it in there, whatever. And now you got a girl over there who just got this attitude on her face. Not a very nice, well, I don't want to say nice look. I mean, just not a very, a person that you would consider to be nice. You can see that in this girl's eyes. She says, I don't say man up because being tough doesn't make me any less of a woman. Again, you're missing the point of what man up means. And these are the kids that go into the voting booth. And you wonder why Obama won twice? We need to change the voting age back to 21. Enough is enough. I don't say tranny, which is not short for a transmission. I don't say tranny because it's insulting to transgender and gender queer. Wait a minute, I thought queer, what is gender queer? Isn't queer outlawed? I didn't think you could say queer. Well, I guess you can now. She can say it because she's a Democrat. And she's another one. She just looks like an idiot, this girl. I mean, you just look at her face, she looks lost. She looks like the kind of person that has no concept, no idea what the hell her friggin' name is. Probably got paid $20 to stand in front of a camera and get her picture taken. But it says, I don't say tranny because it's insulting to transgender and genderqueer communities and people who don't fit traditional labels. Well, I mean, what the hell does that mean? Who fits a traditional label? I mean, enough of these. You've seen this stuff before. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm not going to cover any more of them. I'm just sick of this crap. Can't say man up. What can you say now? Bush is bad? Okay. Bush is bad. Bush is bad. Bush is bad. Tea Party. Koch Brothers. Yeah. You can say that. Well, anyway, this campaign is brought by two groups who obviously don't have any homework to do. I mean, how can these college students, I've never understood this. When I was in college, too, I never understood. Now, wait a minute. I was in the theater, had a theater scholarship. I worked in the scene shop. I went to school all day. Then I went to work in the scene shop. Then I went to rehearsal. Then after rehearsal, I went back to work in the scene shop. I don't know how these college students, and I had to do homework in between this frickin' time, too. I don't know how these college students have this much time on their hands to do all these campaigns and protests and this and that and everything. Don't they study? Aren't you supposed to be in a classroom? What are you doing? Are you learning anything? Come on, professors, give out a little bit more homework so these students can stay in their dorms studying, going to the libraries and study. So they're not out all over the place doing stupid things like campaigns against you can't say this word and you can't say that word. Don't tell me what the hell I can and cannot say. That's up to me to decide. If I don't want to say the stupid word, I'm not going to say it. If I do want to say it, I am going to say it. And I'm really not going to give a goddamn what you or anybody else thinks about it. And why should I? We have freedom of speech. We need to honor that. We need to respect that. We need to go back to that. And every time you acknowledge it, look, these people are saying all this stupid stuff, the so-called whatever racist is now. I mean, racist is defined what just, there is no real definition of racism. If somebody gets a bug up their butt, well, then you're a racist, and that's it. And once you're called a racist by anybody, nope. You can't regain your integrity. Nope, nope, nope. You're a racist. You were called a racist, so you're going to forever be a racist. Well, let me tell you something, Libs. You got to be careful playing that game. You're going to call the wrong person a liberal. You're going to call the wrong person one day a racist. And, well, you're going to find out just how extreme people can actually be. So keep it up. Keep it up, libs. Keep it up. What goes around does indeed come around. And you've got no one to blame but your fat, stupid self. So I don't want to hear it. So now they've got critics that went on Facebook about it. I can't say anything about an individual person because it might be construed as offensive to a larger group, even if I have no intention of offending a larger group. Well, yeah, that's what I've been talking about all morning. Grove City College professor, he chimes in on Facebook. His name is Dr. Mark Hendrickson, said while there is a need for consideration when choosing one's language, yes, we all can agree. Well, I think we can all agree that you just don't walk up to somebody that you know is a homosexual and start calling him faggot and tranny and whatever, queer and pole smoker, whatever term that you want to use. There's gazillions of them. There's a gazillion names for everybody. I mean, you got to go up to somebody and you're going to say things like that. Well, I mean, you got to be very careful. Some of them know karate. Some of them might even have a gun. Some of them might just be, you know, really strong and just going to punch you right in the nose and knock you out. So if you're going to use that word to certain people, well, you got, you know. But if you're in a private conversation and you're talking among your friends and you got some snot-nosed little brat who should be in their goddamn dorm room doing their homework, overhears you and now labels you this, this, and this, and this when they didn't hear the whole conversation. And even if they did, look, private conversations are that. Private. I could care less if people are racist to me. I don't really care. There's a lot of black racists too, believe it or not. Truth be told, I think there's more black racists in this country than white racists. Not for nothing. But I don't know any white racists. I've never met them. I don't know who these people are. I know we've seen them on TV. They're all in the Republican Party. Yeah. But I've never personally met one, so I don't know. Maybe I have, and they just didn't tell me. So now let's sail north here a tad, and let's go to Dartmouth College. This one here, this story here, I swear to God, I mean, you talk about emasculation. I mean, how we got to where we are right now, and to allow one student. Everybody has to suffer now. This entire college has to suffer because of one student who it looks like might actually be an illegal alien. We don't know. But she was Mexican-born, and she's a junior. She was raised in the United States, but born in Mexico. Whether she's a citizen or not is irrelevant. The fact is, she gets herself all offended over something that she doesn't understand. And that's the biggest problem. More often than not, when people get offended by what somebody says, it's because they don't understand what they said. Instead of taking the time to say, wait a minute, what did you mean by that? Did you mean this, this, and this? Or what did you mean by that? Nope, can't do that. You said something I don't like. You're a racist. You're a hater. You're a homophobe. You're a misogynist. You're all these bad terms. But there was supposed to be a fundraiser for cardiac care. Well, people with bad hearts. Well, now these people with bad hearts, are they going to suffer now? Because one little girl got herself offended because she's an idiot. And yeah, her name is Daniela Hernandez. Daniela Hernandez, you are an idiot. Okay? Just accept that as fact. It's not an opinion. I'm not giving you my opinion here, Miss Hernandez. I'm giving you the facts. You are an idiot. You are a stupid, stupid young woman. You need to get yourself properly educated. Okay, sweetheart? I'm trying to help you out here. This is called tough love. All right? Get yourself educated before you run off at that fat frickin' mouth of yours anymore. Okay, sweetie? Can you do that? Or maybe if you don't like our country, maybe you can go back to your own country. and leave us alone. Maybe you can do that, Miss Hernandez. How about that, sweetie? Huh? How about that? You're a jerk. But a fundraiser for cardiac care that the Phi Delta Alpha fraternity, the Alpha Phi sorority, had planned, so it's both of them, the Phi Delta Alpha and the Phi, or Alpha Phi sorority, whatever. I never got into those stupid fraternities anyway. No. I went to a lot of frat parties, though, I can tell you that. Wow. But I never got into them myself. I'm not real big in that. Just not. But a fundraiser for the cardiac care. They want to help people with bad hearts. Sponsored by the Alpha Phi sorority and the Phi Delta Alpha fraternity. And the theme was called Fiesta. It was spelled P-H-I-E-S-T-A. I guess that was in honor of the Greeks. Spelling it P-H. Well, this little girl, this idiot, this moron, this uneducated piece of garbage, I got nothing nice to say about people like this. I'm sorry. She can go out and make the comments that she wants to make. Well, she's going to have to put up with my comments. If she doesn't like it, well, she can go back to her original country and leave us alone. Whether she's a citizen or not, I don't care. It's irrelevant. The stupid holiday, it's a Mexican, it's not even a holiday. Corona beer, which is Mexican, came up with it. Well, now, here's the problem that I have with this. Americans are not allowed to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which is just a day to drink beer. That's all it is, a day to get drunk. I guess Americans now, they can't celebrate it. Well, what about St. Patty's Day? Oh, that's right, they're white. So you can drink and eat as much potatoes as you want to. You know, that's different. But if a white person, if they do something that a Mexican does or a black person does and celebrate, that's racist. So they canceled the event because this little girl, they've got a bug up her butt. I mean, the amount of ignorance in this little girl's head, and I call her a little girl. I can't call her a woman. You're not mature enough in the head there, sweetheart, to be called a woman. You're an idiot. Your ignorance is overwhelming, sweetie. But this is her complaint. The Americanization. See that right there? You Americanize something. Oh, my God, it's got to be racist. Because America means racist. That's what it means. Welcome to the United States of Racism. The Americanization of Cinco de Mayo and its construction, these are her words. This is what she wrote, I guess, to the college president or whatever. And whoever this college board was that just went along with this, again, they're just as guilty. I mean, isn't there somebody in that college that could say, you know what, that decision that you made was not the right decision to make, and you're fired? No, this son of a bitch is probably going to get a promotion soon. The Americanization of Cinco de Mayo and its construction as a drinking holiday in the United States, cultural appropriation, and the inappropriate usage of cultural clothing. So you can't wear a sombrero if you're white now. I guess that's racist. And the exploitation of groups of people and cultures for the sake of business opportunities. Well, your home country, sweetheart, came up with that stupid day. The Corona Beer Company came up with that. Why don't you write the Corona Beer Company for coming up with this goddamn holiday? Huh? And again, what about St. Patty's Day? Not everybody in the United States is Irish. I've seen a lot of black people celebrate St. Patty's Day. Again, it's just a day to get drunk and have a party. So what? Human beings like to party. They like to have fun. That's not racist to party. It's not racist to have fun. I'm sorry there, Miss Hernandez, but you're an idiot. You need to get yourself better educated, sweetie. Seriously. I mean, my Lord. And how did this college allow this to happen? And they could immediately. Immediately she got, I guess she sent, I don't know if it was a tweet or an email or whatever the hell it was, but she wrote it, I guess it went to the president or somebody. And they immediately, oh, got to be canceled. It's racist. Got to cancel it. So now, I guess if you're white and you're an American and you celebrate Cinco de Mayo, well, what's going to happen to New York City? I've been to New York City in the village there on Cinco de Mayo a few times. It wasn't just Mexicans down there. Matter of fact, I don't think I saw one Mexican down there. It was everybody, white people. So I guess white people were not allowed to celebrate Cinco de Mayo now. We can't have a party. We can't enjoy the fun. Well, there was a kid that had a Fiesta shirt and had looked like a Corona insignia on the shirt. They showed it real briefly, but it said Fiesta. Well, somebody came up and threw a beer on him and said something to the effect where, oh, I'm sorry, did I spill my beer on your racist T-shirt? How is that racist now? Again, I don't get the connection on how celebrating having a holiday. See, well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. This might be where the problem lies. And I think this is why this Miss Hernandez got herself all sideways over this. See, they were going to have a live band, and they were going to sell. Or they were going to have virgin pina colada. So they were going to be mild. They weren't going to be. It wasn't going to be a booze fest. They were trying to help the cardiac care. So I guess they were going to raise money or whatever. I don't know. But this is very unwarranted on you, Ms. Hernandez. You did a disservice, not only to these people that you offended, but you did a disservice to yourself. You need to understand that, Ms. Daniela Hernandez. You did a disservice to yourself. And I think you're going to be one of these people that are so obtuse and so naive and so gullible that you're not going to realize it until it's too late. And one day you're going to be knocked on your ass. And then the bells are going to go off, but it might be too late. So turn your ship around and head back to port for a while. Refuel with education so you know what the hell it is that you're doing and you're talking about before you do it or say it. But they were going to have virgin pina coladas and strawberry daiquiris. They were also going to have racist burritos, chips and racist salsa, and oh my Lord, that racist guacamole. White people aren't allowed to eat guacamole in burritos now. Well, let me tell you something. I am a Mexican eating fiend. Matter of fact, I had chips and salsa for breakfast this morning, and that's no joke. I do like to eat Doritos in the morning sometimes. I don't need a whole bag. I mean, just have a handful, whatever. Goes good with coffee. What can I say? But I love burritos. I eat burritos all the time. At least once or twice a week, I'm having some kind of Mexican food. And I'm nothing but German, so I can't put sauerkraut on a burrito. That wouldn't taste very good, but... And guacamole. I love guacamole, but now I guess being white, I guess that's racist now if I have a guacamole. What the hell's going to happen during the Super Bowl next year when all the white people who watch it aren't allowed to eat guacamole now? Are they going to ban avocados? Can black people eat guacamole? Let me tell you something. Racial tension between the black community and the Hispanic community. There's a lot of racial tension there, but will the media cover that? Ooh, no. Stronger in the blacks and Mexicans against the whites and blacks, and blacks against whites. Truth be friggin' told. But we can't tell the truth, because that's racist. Don't tell the truth now. Naughty, naughty! Well, I'm going to go to the store today, and I don't care. It's raining like crazy, but I'm going to go to the store today anyway. And I'm going to buy some, avocados, and I'm going to make some guacamole. Just for you there, Miss Hernandez. I think I'm going to buy some Corona beer. I'm going to have chips and salsa. I'm going to make some burritos. I'm going to have a gay old time. Or I guess we can't say gay now. I guess it's heterosexually challenged. Jesus God almighty. And now this story here, this one here, again, continuing on with the emasculation of this country. The Navy Jack, do not tread on me, is banned from SEAL uniforms for being too radical. How is that radical? Well, see, again, like I said earlier, the Tea Party adopted the don't tread on me flag. And that's a sign of hate. Don't tread on me, which means hate. How? I don't get it. Don't tread on me is pretty simple. It means, well, don't tread on me. Don't screw with me. And if you do, you're going to have to pay a price for it. Benjamin Franklin, I do believe, came up with that. And the original one was a snake cut into 13 pieces to represent the 13 colonies. And it had the names of the colonies in between the little pieces of the snake. But how the military... And we got another story coming up of what's happening in the military. There are a lot of people in the military now that are fed up. They're leaving in droves. The upper echelon in the military is not pleased, not happy. And Obama's happy because he's putting his own generals in there. This guy literally has transformed, fundamentally transformed this country. Not in the right direction, but in the wrong direction. A very dangerous direction. A direction that we are, yeah, I know we've only got 996 days left until this Obama nightmare is over. But once he's out, no, this nightmare is going to continue. You see what I mean, Mr. Gowdy, of why it's important to quit screwing around with the goddamn courts and impeach this president and get rid of all of his executive orders? They should be all null and void. And the EPA should have zero power in making any legislation whatsoever. Zero power. And we've got a story on her, too, that Gina McCarthy. God, what a piece of work that woman is. Unbelievable. I mean, this woman, look, after the midterm elections, your electricity is going to go up. Your fuel is going to go up. We are going to be a third world country. Now, I've been to third world countries in the Navy. And I've seen people. I've gone into their huts. They are literally huts. Bamboo huts. This is what they live in. And there's one bathroom for five different huts. And it's one hole in the ground. And when it fills up with what they fill it up with, then they bury it and dig another hole. And they're happy. Of course, they've never known anything other than that. Well, Americans have known other than that. So when you start taking away from us, no, we are not going to be happy. And if you think, government, that we're just going to allow you to do this, you need to think it all the way through. You are pushing this country to fight you. You're pushing this country into war. This is not our fault. I'm trying to stop this war from happening. This is not a call for war. This is a call to stop the war. That it's not can or may happen. It will happen. Government, you need to stop pushing the people. They will push back. This is simple psychology. You do not have to have a piece of paper with your name on it to know this. You do not have to have a college degree. Even this Daniela Hernandez can figure this out. You can only push people so far and for so long, and eventually they're going to rise up and they're going to start pushing back. The government, you need to understand that. You are underestimating the power of the American people. The power of the American, you can kill the American, but you cannot kill the American spirit. That true American spirit, if it's really deep inside you, you can't kill that. You can't kill that. Now, Christians in Arab land over there are persecuted every day, murdered, raped, tortured. But they have that Christianity in their heart. So no matter how many limbs they break, no matter how many fingernails they pull out, no matter how badly they're burned and beaten and tortured and hung, you can never get that out. What's in your heart is in your heart. The American spirit is in our hearts. It's in the foundation of our country. Again, I know the Constitution, I know. That C word again. Put a penny in the cuss jar. You said that right. When is the Constitution going to be banned now? I wonder when that one's next. I wonder what else is going to be next. There's got to be something coming up next. Maybe we should start banning their words. Why don't we do that? Why don't us on the right all get together and we start picking out and choosing the words that we want to ban, and we'll get a campaign together. And all the words that we're going to ban are going to be words that the liberals use. Maybe we should do that. And then we can ban tofu, because, well, tofu's racist. Gotta be. Right? But the Navy SEALs now reportedly been ordered, it's come from the top, to stop wearing the Don't Tread on Me symbol on their uniform. Former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee shared an email in his ex-colleagues, received from a senior enlisted advisor. And it reads in part, this is the email that was sent. Personnel are only authorized to wear the matching AOR American flag patch on the right shoulder. You are no longer authorized to wear the Don't Tread on Me patch. And again, it's because the Tea Party adopted it. They used it, and we all know. And this is what they are doing this within Homeland Security, within all these government agencies that have all these commando squadron Delta forces, which are EPA. They need helicopters and tanks to go test water, machine guns and tasers and full body armor to go into Chicken, Alaska. Population 13. And you need tanks and helicopters. You need a commando squadron to test water. Since the Tea Party, they say, don't tread on me, that's extremist. So now our military, they can't use that because that means they're extremists. I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. How do you connect the frickin' dots? You can't. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no logic in liberalism. Disrupt and distract. That's the goal. That's their logic. Disrupt and distract. Destroy. Tear down. Ridicule. Humiliate. Intimidate. Ex-Navy SEAL Mr. Higbee said there's a growing gap between the lower ranks and the top brass due to politics.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in the Navy anymore. I'll tell you all right now. I am so glad I am no longer in the Navy. No, I mean, I don't mean to say in that way. I love the Navy. I loved every minute of it. I don't think there was one second that I didn't love. I wanted to stay in, but I had other things that I needed to do in my life. If I didn't have those other things that I wanted to do in my life, like get back into the theater and this and that and everything else that I do, then, yeah, I would have stayed in. I did enjoy the Navy. I'm just glad that I'm glad I was in when I was in, and I'm glad I'm not in now. I don't think I'd be a very good sailor. I couldn't adopt this. I couldn't go along with this. He said higher-ranking officials are stuck between the policies of the Obama administration, but added they're going to have to choose career or country. Well, this is what I don't understand. Your career is your country. When you're in the military, your country is your career. Your career is your country. They're synonymous. So I don't know where the hell that's coming from. But a Navy F-18 fighter pilot and former Top Gun instructor. And as far as I know, to be a Top Gun instructor, you got to be first in your class to even be an instructor. So you got to be a pretty good pilot. Well, I wonder how long we'll get into this, but once I start getting into this, you're going to wonder how long this man is actually going to be a fighter pilot. I'm pretty sure after I finish this story, he's no longer going to be in the Navy for very long. And officers, it's easy to get rid of an officer. President can just executive order him, his commission resigned, and that's it. Done. But this Top Gun instructor is publicly warning admirals that retention is beginning to suffer from the military's relentless social conditioning programs, which is another reason why I'm glad I'm no longer in the Navy. Not because I hated the Navy, but because of this crap. Commander Snodgrass, in his 24-page study, said that sailors are becoming fed up with the constant emphasis on social issues, an apparent reference to gays in the military, women in combat, and ending sexual harassment. Well, women in combat, I'm sorry, if you can't see the reason why women need not be in combat, again, you got to stay out of the conversation. I'm not interested in listening to your argument. I'm not interested. I'm sorry, but you can't say anything that will convince me that women belong in combat. Men don't even belong in combat. But women, no. And look at all the problems they're having with men and women. When you get in that in those situations in the military. Now, when I was on shore patrol, we'd have to go to different ships and different that and take people into custody. There was a lot of problems with those ships that had men and women on them. They weren't combatant ships. They were like supply ships. There was a lot of prostitution. There was a lot of rape. And when you have men out there in that field and the testosterone is overwhelming and they got a girl coming in there, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not excusing the behavior. I'm not excusing the behavior. I'm just saying that this kind of stuff is going to happen. Sailors continue to cite the overfocus on social issues by senior leadership, above and beyond discussions on war fighting. A fact that demoralizes junior and mid-grade officers alike. The U.S. Navy has a looming officer retention problem, meaning the officers are saying, screw this, I'm getting the hell out of here. Commander Snodgrass is due to become the executive officer of an F-18 unit in Japan. Pretty sure I don't think he's going to make it. Unfortunately, the fact that a growing number, this is him again, a growing number of quality officers have already left the service or are planning to head for the doors. He lists a long wartime deployments as leading retentive negative. Well, yeah. You can only be in war for so long. Bud adds that what some sailors have referred to as political correctness, such as banning the uniform patches that might offend someone. Oh, my Lord in heaven, did you ever think that the military would ban Don't Tread on Me? Our military? Supposedly the biggest, strongest superpower on planet Earth? What should that patch mean? Take out the don't and just say tread on me? Well, that's basically what we're doing. We're saying to the rest of the world, I mean, this president has told Putin, please tread on me. He said that to Iran. He said it to everybody. Please tread on America. I'm trying to destroy this country. Can you please help me? And he is trying to destroy this country. And now we have China, it looks like, is now supposed to be overtake the biggest economy in 2019. But no. With what this president has done in the past 5 years, next year China will overtake the United States. Did you ever think that would happen? We've had the biggest economy since what, 1870 something. It was England up until then. I think it was 1878 or 1879. It was in the 1800s that the United States has had the biggest economy on planet Earth. And now we're giving it to the Chinese. Why? Well, he's obviously made a deal with the Chinese. See, what he wants, what Obama wants, he wants a Chinese-style ID system for the Internet users. So you have to show ID to get on Facebook and send a goddamn tweet. But if you want to vote, no, you don't need nothing. You don't even need to be a citizen. As long as you vote for a Democrat, you're welcome. And you're welcome to vote as many times as you want to. We won't mind. Testing is set to begin next month on a pilot program that could lead to the indoctrination of a Chinese-style ID system for Internet users as an identity ecosystem. He's already selling, given the keys to the Internet to Putin, which means once this goes through, if we don't have anybody strong enough in our government to stop this president, that means that you think you're going to get on Twitter, you think you're going to get on Facebook, and you're going to be able to send out the posts that you send out. Hey, look, I send out a lot of posts, and I get a lot of posts that I read. They're very highly politically motivated. They tell the truth. Well, those are going to go away. You're not going to be allowed to do it. And if you do send one of those, welcome to prison. They'll shut you down. They'll stop you from entering the Internet because they'll take away your access. What this is some kind of identity program where it knows who you are. And if they want to shut you down, boom, one click of the button and boom, you're no longer on the Internet. It doesn't matter if you're making your monthly payments or not, you are no longer on the Internet. All right. I need a shot of grog here. And then we're going to get into this EPA chief. We might have to take a break here before I get into this woman. I mean, I find it difficult to call her a woman. I mean, people like this, people who do the things that these people do, I mean, it's hard to call them human. I didn't think human beings acted this way. I mean, I guess that's my naivete. But this Gina McCarthy, the EPA Nazi, the EPA Nazi in chief, promises to go after Republicans who question her agency's science. Well, I question your science. Your science isn't science. It's bogus. There is no such thing as man-made global warming. I spent a lot of time studying the climate. I studied it in college. I studied it and used it in the Navy, and I've continued my studies since then. And you don't have to be a scientist to study science. You don't have to be a lawyer to know the law. Gina McCarthy has issued a warning to Republicans who continue to question the integrity. Integrity? No, 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 no. The EPA has zero integrity. There's no integrity in the EPA. What? Where? Oh, BS. There is no integrity in the EPA. To question the integrity of the agency's scientific data. We're coming for you. That's what she says. We're coming for you. Well, I'm right here, Ms. McCarthy. Come get me. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Come get me. You're going to make threats like that, Ms. McCarthy. You better back them up. And if you do back those up, you better expect a fight on your hands, woman. Because I guarantee you, you're going to get one. Probably not the fight that you expected, but you're going to get one anyway. See, she can say this, we're coming after you, but that's not extreme. That's not hate speech. That's not extreme. That's not violence. Imagine if a Republican said, we're coming for you if you disagree with me. Imagine if a Republican said that. That would be violent. And they would have to resign if they were in office. They would have to resign. But you can't question a Democrat, especially if you take your child into a hospital now. You can't question the doctor. And if they feel like taking your kid, well, then you just have to accept it. Don't argue with them doctors, boy. They'll call in a psychiatrist, and they'll come up with all kinds. Well, I did a lot of research yesterday. I did a lot of work yesterday. I was up I think it was almost 5 yesterday I got up. And I was in my sweatpants and T-shirt, basically my PJs, up until about 9 o'clock last night. I didn't realize the time. I didn't eat all day. I got done with the show, and I immediately went back to work. I was doing all kinds of stuff. Well, I found a lot of problems. The Child Protective Services. Thank God Raquel Oikie gave me that I hate CPS. And I typed that in Google, and it came up with a whole bunch of stuff. Well, I found a lot of people, a lot more people than I thought would be brave enough to put their names on there. Contacting these people to get them on their show is a different story. I'm still working on the proper way to contact them. I understand why they want to be anonymous. I get it. And I really can't blame them. They should not have to be afraid. You should not have to be afraid to exercise your First Amendment right of free speech. My God. You can't say anything now. You can't walk on a school campus now. What can you say on a school campus? What can you say on the street? What can you say in the privacy of your own home? What can you say on the phone? You can't say anything on the phone now. I mean, They got microphones in my studio here this morning? Are they listening to me? I'm going to have to go to jail? My God, you can't talk on a phone. You can't talk in your home. Can't talk in your car. Can't talk on a school campus. Can't talk in a government building. I guess we got to go to the moon to talk. It's free speech. It means free speech, meaning you don't have the right to persecute what I say. You don't have to like it, but you can't persecute me for saying it. You can criticize me, but you can't persecute me. There's a difference. There's a big, big, big difference. And if you're going to use violence, which Democrats, I'm sorry, but these liberals use violence much quicker than anybody on the right. You don't believe me? How about Occupy Wall Street? How many fights were there? A lot. How many rapes? You can't even count. They had to put a rape tents in every single one of these organizations all across the United States. Rape tents. And not one mayor would shut them down. How come there weren't any arrests? Well, there were some, but I mean, not as many as there should have been. But how many arrests were there in a Tea Party? All the Tea Parties for the past, what, 4 or 5 years? How many arrests have been to all the Tea Parties in the United States since the Tea Party started? Guess how many? That's right, a big fat goose egg. Zero. None. But we're the extremists. We're the violent ones. We're violent. We're haters. Extremists. Anti-government. No, Miss Pelosi, we're not anti-government. We're anti-you. We're anti your stupidity, your ignorance, your corruption, your mean, hateful heart. That's what we're against. You, Miss Pelosi. Not the government. We're for the government. The constitutional government, you idiot. So this Gina McCarthy, God, what a piece of work. How is this woman proud of herself? I don't get it. I just don't get how people can go to bed at night doing the things that they do. And they're not doing it just to one person. They're doing it to the entire country. This is what really gets me. I mean, when I do something bad to one person, I can't sleep at night. But doing something to an entire country, an entire nation, I just don't know how these people can live with themselves. It's time for you to resign, Ms. McCarthy. Okay, Nazism is not tolerated in the United States. Okay, sweetie? So give it up. But she's in front of the National Academy of Sciences, which is a joke. This was Monday, a couple days ago. The agency will go after a small but vocal group of critics. Are they talking about the Tea Party? The Tea Party's not that small. So who are they talking about? Who arguing the EPA is using secret science to push costly clean air regulations. Yeah, you are using secret science. And this is the environmental Nazi herself again speaking. Those critics conjure up claims of EPA secret science, but it's not really about EPA science or secrets. It's about challenging the credibility of world-renowned scientists and institutions like Harvard University and the American Cancer Society. Credibility of world-renowned scientists? Please. Look, we all know how most of these scientists get paid. They get a government grant. Here, Mr. Government, this is my project. I'm going to prove that there's all global warming. George Bush created it, and the Tea Party and the Koch brothers funded it. And it's racist and hateful. So I'm going to make this little model here, but I need a whole bunch of money to do it. Oh, okay. Let me get out my executive pen here, and I'll just sign a check or two here for you. There you go, Mr. Scientist. You bring me back a good report, and I'll give you a bonus. That's how they get paid. They get paid to lie. You pay these people to lie to you. And it's not just the scientists. It's your welfare departments and what I was trying to get at earlier. Of the work that I was doing, of all the dirty little tricks that these welfare departments are pulling on parents. They take the kids away and they brainwash their child to get them to turn on the parents. They get the parents to turn on themselves. They get the wife to turn on the husband and the husband to turn against the wife. If a wife says something like, I had an argument with my husband, they write down that the husband is verbally abusive. When it could have been the wife who started the goddamn argument. But it's the husband who gets the blame. This is the kind of stuff that they do. They manipulate, they intimidate, aggravate, irritate, confiscate, and you pay them to do it. Do not take your children into a hospital. Isn't that a shame now? You cannot take your child into a hospital without fear that they're going to take the child away from you? Well, the child got hurt. Well, it's obviously the parent's fault. It's obviously neglect. No, kids get hurt. It's just the way it is. Kids get hurt. I got hurt every day. I'm still getting hurt. I still get hurt. It's just the way it is. Kids get hurt. They can't learn until they do get hurt. Kids are going to get hurt. They're going to bleed. They're going to break bones. They're going to fall off their bike. Cut their head open. Break an arm. Break a leg. They're going to fall out of a tree. They're going to play sports. Something's going to happen. My God, they can fall down the steps. You can get hurt anything. You can slip on a banana peel. Trip over your big toe. Fall headfirst into the goddamn concrete. But if your kid gets hurt, make damn sure that you trust the hospital that you're taking your child to. Well, how can you do that now? Well, you can't, really. And if you call an ambulance, well, once that child goes into an ambulance, they immediately have to go to an emergency room. And once you go into an emergency room, the parents have no say whatsoever on the treatment that they give their child, regardless of their religious beliefs. I wonder if they do that against, I wonder if a Muslim was to go in there and say, we don't want you to do this to my child. It's against my religion. You think they would take the child away from him? Probably not. If you're white and you're an American, your child is ours. It's state property, custody of the state. How can the state own people? I don't know. That concept right there just boggles my frickin' mind. But they do it, and you pay them to do it. You also pay them to lie and cover up. And they're giving kickbacks to all these people. The more people that these psychiatrists and doctors can put into the welfare department, the more money they make. And now yesterday, Raquel gave us of, what the hell was her name? Ochi something, whatever, a head of the CDF. She resigned. These people should not be allowed to resign. I'm sorry, but no. We need to have much more, I don't know, some kind of rules on resigning, that if you're under some kind of investigation, whether you're government or employee of any kind, you shouldn't be able to resign and then still accept your benefits. And then the Health and Human Services now, Sebelius, she was supposed to testify coming up next week, I think. Well, she scheduled a delay, and they said, okay, we'll give you a delay. I wouldn't give her a delay. Why give her a delay? She doesn't deserve a delay. You throw her in right now. But they gave her a delay, I think it was till May 7th is when she was supposed to testify. But now she's saying, no, I don't want to testify. I don't have to, and I'm not going to. Okay, we need a strong Congress, one that does understand the law. I know we don't have an attorney general that will back them up, but Congress still has a lot of power, and they can do a lot of things. We need to start impeaching. We need to start throwing some people who have done some serious crimes. I'm sorry, but kidnapping children and throwing them into a locked room by themselves, a psych ward, because she goes in there with a bellyache, and they try to say it's some kind of psychiatric disability. And the parents say, no, she does not have this stupid somatoform, which comes to find out takes months and even years to even determine, and this psychiatrist did it in 25 minutes. What, is she super shrink? Huh? How can this psychiatrist do it in 25 minutes when it takes most psychiatrists months and years? I don't know. She's got to be super. She's got to have superpowers. Well, no, she doesn't have superpowers. She has super greed. Because the more kids she can put into the system, the more money she's going to make. She wants a new boat. She wants a new car. She wants a new fur coat. She wants to buy a new television so she can watch Kim Kardashian in HD with surround sound. Maybe buy stock in the Cheetos company. Those critics conjure up claims. Let me tell you something, Ms. McCarthy. The critics aren't conjuring up anything. You are conjuring up science, not us. And it is secret. You were supposed to give that out, what, last year? They were supposed to have their new regulations published. But see, they didn't publish it. And according to Gina McCarthy, well, we sent it in on time. And it's just in the system. I don't know. I don't know. It's just sitting there. What, is it sitting there next to the Attorney General's contempt charge? Is that where it is? Huh? Where is it? Well, I'm sure it's in somebody's office somewhere. In a safe. They have no intention of publishing these new rules and regulations that are coming up. They don't want to publish them until after the 2014 midterm elections, which is coming up in about, what, 6 months or so? See, they don't want that. They don't want you to know that your electricity prices are going to use the Mr. Satoru's words, necessarily skyrocket. Yeah, they will skyrocket. You won't be able to afford them. But now we're going to have a lot of old people die in the winter. That's what they want. They just want to get rid of the old people. You get rid of them, you don't have to worry about them anymore. And then Obamacare there'll be a lot less strain on Obamacare if all the old people were to just die, because they use up all the money. They get cancer and they get, you know, hips and they get, you know, heart attacks and they get this and they get that and up 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 and up. And it's costing Obamacare too much money. And we can't tax the American people enough to pay for it. So if we just kill them in other ways, we don't have to worry about it. So this is what they're doing. Oh, and Virginia, by the way, I hope you're happy now. You see, because they're going to take away your coal mines, which is your biggest part of your economy. Now, I could be wrong, but I do believe coal mining in Virginia, coal mining, if it's not the biggest part of their economy, it's definitely up there in the top two or three. It's up there. Well, you can't get any more new coal mines. And the coal mines that are in there now, they have to go with this carbon capturing system that these coal miners are saying, wait a minute, first of all, it's too expensive, and it doesn't really work that well. We can't afford it. We cannot conduct business. Well, they don't care about that. All they care about is getting rid of the carbon footprint. Well, if you want to get rid of the carbon footprint, stop breathing, Ms. McCarthy, because that's where the biggest carbon footprint comes from. Is human beings exhaling. You friggin' idiot. You're a goddamn moron, Ms. McCarthy. You are a stupid, stupid woman. My Lord. Well, I guess they're going to have to ban breathing now. I'll have a breathing tax, a breath tax. You only get X amount of breaths a day. And if you exceed that, well, then I guess you got to go to breath jail. Get a breath ticket. Is that it, sweetie? Is that what's coming next? Huh, Miss McCarthy? Huh? You're a pig. I'm sorry, but I got nothing nice to say about people like this. You are destroying not only just Virginia's economy. You're destroying the entire country's economy with this stuff. I can't call you anything other than a pig. That's what pigs do. Pigs are dirty, filthy animals. You, Ms. McCarthy, are a dirty, filthy animal. You've got a dirty, filthy mind, and you've got a dirty, filthy heart. But she promised to get this data out, but they're not going to do that. They don't want you to know what they're going to do. Republican Senator David Vitter and Louisiana Representative Lamar Smith, who's from Texas. Thank God for Texas, and we're losing it. Keep fighting, Texas. Do not turn blue. Do not do it. But they have led the charge on pressing the EPA to make public available this new scientific data that is behind all of these clean air regulations, which means higher prices at the pump, higher prices for electricity, higher prices for fuels to heat your home, to cook. And now you can't use a wood stove anymore. How are people supposed to heat their homes? How are they supposed to stay warm? First of all, you got 91.5 million people out of work. How the hell are they supposed to pay for the electricity that now, much less when it's going to double and triple? Why do you want so many Americans to die, Ms. McCarthy, Mr. Satoro, Ms. Sebelius, Mr. Attorney General, Mr. Holder? Yeah, hold this. Quoting Mr. Vitter, PA's leadership is willfully ignoring the big picture and defending EPA's practices of using science that is, in fact, secret due to the refusal of the agency to share underlying data with the Congress and the American public. We are not asking, and we've never asked for, personal health information, and is excusable for the EPA to justify billions of dollars of economically significant regulations on science that is kept hidden from independent reanalysis and congressional oversight. So this right here, this is finally a congressman that says, wait a minute now. This is my job to determine if these regulations are going to go through. This is part of Congress. But see, the EPA doesn't want that. This administration doesn't want that. The EPA just wants to make regulations whenever they want to make them, and regardless of going through Congress. Well, again, I know, let's refer to this document again. I mean, Article 1, that's all you have to do. I mean, this is where we are. We're on the first page here. The first page of the Constitution. Congress makes policy, and not the EPA. And they're blaming it on health issues because there's carbon in the air. Well, how come you're not attacking China? China produces more carbon and more pollution than any other country, than a lot of countries combined. They probably produce more than all of Europe combined. There's nothing wrong with having plants produce clean smoke. Nobody's going to have a problem with that. Who's going to have a problem with clean air? Again, show of hands. That's right. None of them went up. Why? Well, because people want clean air. But at what cost? Does that mean that we have to now pay triple, quadruple amount just for electricity so we can live? And we can't afford it. Now we can't afford to eat. We paid the electricity so we can keep the heat on. We paid the gas bill so we can keep the heat on and cook. But now we got nothing to cook because we don't have enough money to eat. And I can't go to work because they repoed my car because I didn't have enough money to pay for the car payment. And my work is too far away. I can't walk. I buy a bicycle, but I can't even afford to buy a bicycle. Is that what you're after, Ms. McCarthy? Look, we all want clean air, but at what cost? And the cost of human lives, these are lives that are going to be cost, not only livelihoods, but lives. Businesses are going to be destroyed. Small business, there's no such thing as small business anymore. And here you got all these Occupy Wall Street supporters. And they hate Wall Street? Well, you idiots don't seem to realize that this administration is getting rid of all the little bitty companies, and only the big companies are going to be there to survive. That's not true capitalism. That's not capitalism. That's socialism. That's communism. Capitalism allows big businesses, small businesses, and medium-sized businesses, all businesses, to not only stay in business, but to thrive and to prosper. That is capitalism. And when all these small businesses goes out, you know you're going to hear the cries, well, it's because of capitalism. No, it's not because of capitalism. If capitalism was being used, these small businesses would remain in business, but they're not. They're being run out of business. For what? What is your end goal, sweetheart? What are you getting out of this? I don't get it. Why destroy these businesses on bogus science? It doesn't, I'm sorry, but there is no real science. And if you do have the science, now is the time to present that. That's the only thing that these two congressmen, which should have been every single congressperson that's in Congress, should have signed this letter. Did they know? But every single goddamn one of them should have been on their sign in this. It's not real science. And if it is, you need to present it to the American people. But they're not going to do that because they're doing everything they can to win this stupid election in November. And they're losing. They're losing the hearts and the minds of the American people. They actually lost it a long time ago. But they did. They were able to steal the election. But I don't think they're going to be able to steal the elections this November. I think there's just too many people out there that just no longer want this crap anymore. But there's still enough of them out there in certain positions to allow it to continue. Well, that's our job to get rid of these people in those positions and put new people in there. People that actually have read the Constitution, understand it, and believe in it, and are not afraid to follow it. Now, why they haven't released this, well, I think there's a couple different ways. One, maybe their lies haven't been completed yet. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe this secret scientific data that they have, it hasn't been written yet. They don't need scientific data to make policy. They just need a pen, and that's it. Typewriter. There it is. Jesus God, I mean, I swear to God. And you know for a fact that they have intentionally delayed this. And they've done it deliberately. Because they think, this is how stupid these people are. They think you're stupid enough to not know this. That's how stupid they are. Well, we're not stupid, Miss McCarthy. In Virginia, how do you feel now, huh? It make you feel good that you voted this Terry McAuliffe into office? Going to completely destroy your economy? And there's coal mines all over the South. Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky. What's going to happen when we can't afford gas in our cars, can't afford gas in our homes to heat our homes and cook our food, can't afford electricity, can't turn the lights on? Can you burn a candle? I mean, does candle wax? I mean, does that create a carbon footprint? It's fire. It must. And wax, I guess you got to have special carbon-free wax. Maybe that's what they ought to do. They ought to invent carbon-free fire. Or maybe just continue to work on new technology, and when you get it where it's functionable and it's accessible and it's inexpensive enough to allow these businesses to continue conducting business, then you can switch over. If you want to pass a law, it's like, okay, fine. You've had plenty enough time now to convert. Here it is. The technology is only getting better and better and better. But we're not there yet. We're not at that technology state yet. This carbon capturing, well, okay, it's a good idea. It's actually a pretty good idea. But is it effective? One, it's too expensive. And two, the reports that I'm getting from these coal mines, coal miners, that it's not as effective as they think it is, or they say it is. It's not about that. It's not about whether it's effective or not. It's about limiting the prosperous of businesses. They don't want businesses to thrive. They only want their businesses that they have monetary investments in to thrive. They don't want mom and pop making a living. No. They're not. No. You're not part of the governing body. You don't get an opportunity to make a living. You work for me, and you do what I say, when I say, and exactly how I say it. And if you don't have enough electricity or heat gas to heat your homes and cook your food, well, some people live and some people die. I can't do anything about it. It's the way it is. At least we're saving the planet, though. But how about Al Gore? He gets a chance to fly around in his big jumbo jet. Liberals can be rich. That's okay. Because, you know, they believe in peace and love, in unicorns, rainbows. And it's the Republicans.
They believe in don't tread on me.
That's right. I believe in don't tread on me and don't tread on me. High school students now in Colorado. You're going to like this one. And Vito Esposito, if you're listening, Mama Mia No Sharia, you're going to really like this one. High school students say the Pledge of Allegiance. They replace God with Allah. I thought you weren't allowed to say the word God in school. But you can say Allah? The principal, these principals, God almighty, these so-called educators in these school districts. Parents, could you please wake up? Could you please take a little initiative and a little care and a little time in figuring out what's going on in your children's schools? Can you do that? Or is your career just more important than your child's education? What is it? Huh? You don't have enough time? Huh? You don't have the energy? You don't have the strength? Oh, well, it's the government, it's the educators. They know. They know better than me. Well, no, they don't. And they've proven it. You got to take a little interest in your child's education, parents. You got to find out what the hell these educators, so-called educators, I should call them, these indoctrinators, you've got to find out what they're doing to your kids. But most of these parents obviously are lazy, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't. I don't understand it. But this principal at Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins, my father was born in Fort Collins. My whole family comes from Colorado. I love Colorado. It's a beautiful state. Absolutely goddamn gorgeous. And I've been all over Canada, too. I mean, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful places all over the world. You just got to open your eyes and look. Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins is facing a hailstorm of criticism from some very angry parents and residents. Well, good. It's about time some of these parents and residents stood up. The school recites the Pledge of Allegiance weekly on Mondays. Remember when you were a kid and you did it every day? Now it's once a week. But it says God in it, and I thought you weren't allowed to pray in school. I thought you weren't allowed to mention the word God. I thought that was racist. It was hateful. Last Monday, a member of their Cultural Arms Club. What the hell is that? You're in high school. Cultural Arms Club? I mean, what the hell? I mean, that's just stupid. Look, you're there to learn. All right? You're not there to form cultural arms clubs. You're there to get an education. Led the student body in an Arabic version of the pledge, replacing the words under God with under Allah. Principal Tom Lopez denies any attempt to push an Islamic agenda, saying, these students love this country. They were not being un-American and trying to do this. They believed they were accentuating the meaning of the words as spoken regularly in English. He said the culture club seeks to destroy the barriers, embrace the cultures that exist within the high school. Well, let me ask you something there, Mr. Lopez. How about embracing the culture of the of America once in a while? Huh? What's wrong with the American culture? Why do we got to cater to all these other cultures? Yes, I know that everybody in America has come from somewhere else on earth. So what? There's nothing wrong. You want to keep your culture inside within your family? That's fine. Nobody cares. So what? Nothing wrong with that. Nobody's going to have a problem with that. But America, the country America, the United States of America, we do have our own culture, and there's nothing wrong with that either. And there's nothing wrong with embracing American culture, which is freedom. Goddamn freedom. Now, I know, is it really that big of a to-do, you know, replacing Allah or replacing God with Allah? Well, on the surface, you can make an argument either way on the surface. But deep down inside, no. See, we speak English in this country. We don't use the word Allah. In English, it's God. And when you're in a public school, you say the Pledge of Allegiance as it is. And if you don't want to cite it as it's written, well, then don't recite it. Okay? Nobody says that you have to. But if you're going to lead in a public school, which means the taxpayers pay for it, that's their school. It's not yours, Mr. Lopez. Okay, the taxpayers pay for that school. They pay for your salary. That's not your school. It's theirs. Understand that. The Podre, I guess is how you pronounce it, school district communications director, Danielle Clark, said they understand why parents are upset. Really? We understand not everybody would agree with the student's choice. We heard there are some who were upset. Well, yeah. You think maybe there might be a couple of reasons? Look, there's nothing wrong if you want to, look, if you're Arabic and you live in America, okay, that's fine. Even if you're a Muslim, whatever. But if you're going to live in this country, you got to be an American. You're going to go to a public school. You got to adopt our culture. We need to start forcing these people to start adopting our culture. Go over to Russia and try to adopt your culture over there. See how long that lasts. How about Mexico? Go try that in Mexico. See how long that lasts. Try that in any other country. See how long that lasts. But you come over to America, there's no American culture anymore. It's racist. Americans are not allowed to be Americans. We're not allowed to be Mexicans and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. We're not allowed to eat burritos and guacamole. I mean, what can white Americans do now? We can't speak. It's racist. Everything out of our mouth is hateful. We can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it doesn't say Allah. It says God. Can't have a gun because that means we just gotta run around and just start killing people because we hate. We can't wait to get up in the morning just so we can start hating and killing people. And God forbid, do not wear a do not tread patch on me. Don't wear that patch. Don't tread on me. Ooh, that's as racist as they get. I love that phrase. I've always loved that phrase. It simply means, don't tread on me. Don't screw with me. That has been in American culture since before America was America. It was a battle cry to fight against the British. Learn some history, people. And our military, our own military, our Navy SEALs, the best of the best. You can't get any gooder than the Navy SEALs. You got the best of the best right there. And they can't wear a patch that says, don't tread on me, the Navy Jack. And there was no admirals that stood up and said, excuse me, I don't give a damn if you're a president or not. But I am not about to tell my soldiers to remove don't tread on me off of their uniforms. And if you don't like it, I'll give you my resignation right now. Or you can fire me. But either way, you can kiss my ass, because I am not about to tell my soldiers to remove that patch off of their uniform. Don't tread on me. But did we have any of those admirals? No. We have a general? Do we have anybody? No. 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 The president and Valerie Goebbels don't like it because it's part of the Tea Party and it's Koch brothers. That's hateful. That's racist. That's discrimination. Don't tread on me. Yeah, it is discrimination. It is hateful. Right to the enemy. Don't tread on me, Mr. Enemy, because if you do, then I'm going to put a bullet in your friggin' head. That's the point. This country has been completely emasculated, and it's only getting worse. There are no testicles in this country anymore. And the penis is being chopped to shreds. And for what? What are we gaining out of this? Well, right now we got 91.5 million people out of work. Wait till after the midterms and these new regulations come into place. You're going to have even another 91.5 million people out of work. How are people supposed to pay for their Obamacare? Their affordable care. How are they going to do it? Well, they won't. So they're all going to die. It'll be a lot easier to have more control over the American people if you just get rid of a lot of them. You know, if you kill about a good 150 million, it'll be much easier to control. Yeah, but we won't have a country to defend ourselves. So we're going to either be speaking Chinese or Russian or Liechtensteinian for that matter. Again, Mr. Gowdy, I know you're trying to do the right thing by going this to court, but court's not going to work. This man needs to be impeached. This entire administration needs to be impeached. Ms. Lerner needs to be in jail. Ms. Clinton needs to be in jail. The attorney general needs to be in jail. The president actually needs to be in jail. But if we're not going to put these people in jail, we need to get them the hell out of the government. And we need to do it now, not tomorrow, not next week, not after the midterms, not after this, not after Cinco de Mayo. But right frickin' now, I can't wait any longer, and I'm tired of waiting. No more waiting. I'm tired of tweets. I'm tired of speeches. I'm tired of comments. I'm tired of all this crap. I want action. That's all I want. And I'm pretty sure that the overwhelming vast majority of the American people want action, too. Jesus, God almighty, where are we? Just getting back to this replacing God with Allah. Again, on the surface, it may not be that big of a deal. It's a cultural club, and they're trying to do all different cultures, but it's too deep rooted in there. It's too much too soon. We're not ready to go there yet. Now, I know, I'm not all that big of a religious guy, but I don't have a problem with religion. I don't have a problem with people who are religious. You can believe whatever you want to believe. That's the beauty of this country. I believe in that. I believe in freedom. I believe you should be able to believe and not believe in whatever you want. But if you can't say man up, there's no way in hell you should be able to replace God with Allah. That's my point. But if a Democrat comes up with the idea, then it's okay. As long as they agree with it, then it's okay. And if one student complains, well, how come there aren't any Republican students complaining? Why don't you start complaining about all this other liberal crap? Why don't you start doing that, get together coalitions? Since you don't have any goddamn homework to do in your colleges now. Obviously, your professors, they don't issue out any homework, so you got nothing to do but go and protest, send out tweets. Miss Clark attempted to pass the buck of responsibility onto the students. This is a student-initiated and student-led club. That's fine and dandy. It can be a student-led and student-initiated. She says there's no sponsor or advisor, and it did not come under the umbrella of the district. Well, however, this is where you're wrong, Miss Clark. By you allowing this to happen means you are responsible, just like what happened in Benghazi. This administration allowed the enemy to continue their attack. And truth be told, they allowed the enemy to attack to begin with. One, maybe they knew what was going on. I don't know. I mean, you could argue that till the cows come home. Who knows on that? But that part, as far as I'm concerned, that part's irrelevant. The fact is that they had an opportunity to at least mitigate some of the fighting. And they didn't. They did nothing. They gave, not once, but twice, a stand-down order and blamed it on a video. And now we've got all these new emails coming out, which we didn't really need to have them come out because we're smart enough. We know what the administration did. We're not stupid. We don't need to have any more emails coming out. The evidence is overwhelming. We know it. We know what happened. We want our Congress to do something about it. First of all, why the Attorney General wasn't impeached over Fast and Furious. And when the President didn't impeach the Attorney General over Fast and Furious, this was in 2009 or 2010, whatever. 1 year in office, less than a year. They couldn't wait to do this Fast and Furious. That was the first goddamn thing this Eric Holder did. Got to put guns in the hands of Mexican cartels so they can go out and kill Americans. And we can say, hey, look. Americans are giving guns to the Mexican cartels. We've got to take away the guns. No, we've got to take away you. That's what we've got to do, Mr. Holder. You no longer belong in our government. Neither do you, Mr. President. Which I use that term very lightly, I might add. Presidents don't act like you, Mr. Satoru. Just so you know. Presidents don't act like you. Presidents actually care about this country because they're part of this country. I don't think Mr. Obama or Mr. Satoru or Mr. Smucatelli or whatever your goddamn stupid name is today, I don't think that your heart is in – I mean, I do have to – I know there's a lot of people that don't like to question other people's hearts, and I don't like to question other people's hearts too. However, the evidence I do believe is overwhelming that this man's heart is not in the United States of America. His mind is not in the United States of America. What this man has done to cater to the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, and all these other terrorist organizations, Al-Qaeda, this man cannot, and what he's doing with giving the keys to the internet to Putin, he's allowing our economy to slip behind China. His heart cannot possibly be in the United States of America. I'm sorry, the evidence just isn't there to support it. Now, I know it's wrong to question somebody else's heart. I understand that. I get it. I don't want to question what's in another man's heart. I don't want to go down that friggin' road. It's a very slippery slope, and you don't want to get in the habit of doing that. However, the evidence that we have does support, most definitely, this man's heart is not in the United States of America. Where it is, I don't know. But he's doing everything he can to destroy it. So again, Mr. Gowdy, forget about the courts, because the court's not going to do anything. The Supreme Court is more corrupt than this guy. There's too many members. The entire government is corrupt. Again, this is up to us to fix that. We cannot, the government cannot fix government corruption. The only people that can fix government corruption are the voters. That's you, and that's me. We're the ones that have to fix the problem. So coming in November, we need to fix the problem. We need to have a much different Congress than we have now. In any event, I want to thank everybody for listening here today and putting up with me. Talk we got Iggy Mom. Looks like Vito Esposito was there for a little while. He probably had to take off somewhere. Who knows? All you people that are listening now on your smartphones and those you're going to archive and get it off of YouTube, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.